2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell right here with you. It's been funny to watch everybody doing their shows, TV and otherwise. Like, it's not the quality that you always get because people are just at home now and doing their thing. And we're kind of the same way. We've got everybody doing different parts of the show from different parts of the world. And look, we're no different, but we appreciate everybody having a little bit of everyone's giving everybody a pass, Scott, because it's not the same broadcast as usual. And so we're kind of in that same boat. So we appreciate people still joining us on the program because we're still trying to put together great content for folks that are out there listening, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a thing where our lives are actually, I kind of like it from this standpoint. Is I think it's a good time to shake up where we are.
Yeah.
And kind of say, okay, let's you know, maybe there's some reinvention, maybe there's some self-reflection, maybe there's some, you know, maybe we can do things better in the future, but to kind of look at this with a different set of eyes or from a different perspective. I mean, we're doing our show from a, you know, we're not even in the same place. And through technology and through all these things, we're capable of doing our show and it works. And so I don't know if this is necessarily a bad thing. You know, maybe kind of having this mix around a little bit might help us down the road to be more, I don't know, more authentic, better. But I don't know.
I don't think you can be more authentic than Scott Mitchell in his Red Devil shorts doing the show. So there you go.
You know.
Yeah. Go Springville. Hey, so Mitchell, we got to get into something here, and that is about the NFL, and it has to deal with the expanded playoffs and kind of what we need to know about the expanded playoffs with adding two extra teams. So you're talking about going from a 12-team, you're talking about a 12-team playoff, what it is currently, to a 14-team playoff, and it's going to happen. It looks like because they're going to vote on it, and there you go. So. Scott, the benefit of having, or is this just the NFL grabbing a couple of extra games and getting the revenue from that, or is this good for football?
Well, it's interesting because it changes who gets a bye, and when you get in late into a season, and you've been 1 and 2 get the bye, right?
Yeah.
Now, well, only the number one seed in each conference gets a bye. I think it's like the last 7 winners of the Super Bowl got a bye. And actually the last 5 years, it's been the 2 seed that's won the Super Bowl.
Well, who also get byes. Yeah. Now they don't get it.
Now they don't get the bye. And so it'll be interesting to see over time what kind of impact that has. And then on the backside of it, you always go, well, you know, are you watering it down too much? Are you letting too many teams in? Because are you getting a 7-9 team, an 8-8 team, even a 9-7 team, you know, winning a Super Bowl and being in the playoffs, and is there, you know, are there that many good teams in the league to qualify or to be considered an actual playoff team? And had they expanded playoffs, there's several 10-6 teams that have been out that actually now would have made the playoffs, and there wasn't a team under 500 that would have ever made it in the last 5 years. So I don't think you're going to get that watered down. Teams aren't really good. The bottom line to me, though, Alex, is we love football. And that, you talk about those early rounds of the playoffs, you're adding an extra game. So you that first weekend, you're getting six games, which is an awesome thing. I mean, yeah. It's just like
– no one's going to complain about more NFL games, right?
It's a marathon type of day. You know, you're just going to get one game after another the way through the day on that weekend, Saturday, Sunday. And that's huge if you're a fan of football. I'm a huge proponent of this. I love more football. I love more playoff football. And the reason is because I believe that the parity in the NFL is so close that there's really a lot of teams, given the right kind of break or right situation, really have an opportunity to compete and do well in the playoffs. And so I'm a big fan of this. I don't think it's like, well, there's only a couple of good teams and then everyone else is a dog. So I like expanding the playoffs. I love it.
I wonder if this is and look, if there are people who, you know, I poo-pooed this, I think, initially. I think there was – because the idea of the teams that would have gotten in this year were the Rams and the Steelers. And it was – those are two teams that, in my mind, didn't merit getting into the playoffs and wouldn't even be that much more interesting. The playoffs wouldn't have become more interesting for me. Extra games is fine, but – that's something that usually does not happen, and that was something that was pointed out to us. It's like, well, you know, you see the Steelers and the Rams, and those are two teams that you felt like didn't deserve to get in the playoffs. Most of the time, we have a problem with the team that does get in over a team that might be a higher or have a better record, but it, you know, is in a tougher division, and so they didn't get in because of that. And then the team that's in, you know, some garbage division that year got in because they were the top of that division. And so that typically is where we're at. And so we're complaining most of the year. Most years, we wish that there were two teams that would have gotten in because they felt like they deserved it. And that's what we're going to be getting now.
I understand you not wanting the Steelers and not wanting the Rams, but you know what people want?
Extra games.
They want more football.
Yeah.
They want crappy bowl games in the holidays. They want games on Thursdays. They want games on Fridays,
right.
Saturday.
Right.
They want them on Monday. They want them on Sunday, but not only just Sunday, Sunday night. So we're crazy for football across this country.
Sure.
And I don't know, you know, maybe they'll sometime figure out that they've just oversaturated us with football. But I don't think so, because I even think people can't wait for the season to start and they're so upset when it's over. And maybe having more football throughout more of the year is certainly something that I don't know that folks would be upset about. Now, football players may be upset about it, but they're certainly, you know, that's like they want to expand the season to one more game. They want to have more playoff teams, and they recognize that we as fans want more. And until we just say, yeah, it's kind of boring, we're not really interested anymore, but you know what? I know the Rams are playing, and I don't really like them, but guess what? I'm going to watch.
Yeah. I'll be grumpy about, like, these teams don't deserve to be in the playoffs, and I will watch the entire dang thing. And here's the other thing. They're going to – those teams are going to beat other teams all the time in these playoffs. I mean, they're going to be – because it's that first weekend, they're going to be playing the third seed, playing the second seed, whatever in their divisions, and they're gonna beat them, you know, some of the time. And you're going to get how many times we've had six seed and five seed NFL champions because these teams are good, and it's about who's playing well. I don't want to get too cliche-y about it, but you know, if you've got a team who's on fire right then, and they're the last team to get in the playoffs altogether, who cares? They're going to end up making a run, and so you know. You're going to get that seven seed on one side who's going to make it to the Super Bowl one year or even win the Super Bowl one year, and this is just going to be extra football. So
there's another thing that could happen from
what?
This.
What?
And that is if the NFL starts seeing a trend where the teams that have the bye are the ones that are having the majority of the success getting to and winning Super Bowls, then you're even going to see a greater emphasis on each week being so important. And so throughout the season, you're going to see this greater battle or you know, you're going to get better competition. And not that it's bad now, but what that's one of the things that people love about the NFL is that every week, every game matters. Like you got to win these games. They count. They count in early September and middle of October and late December. Every game counts. And it could if they say, you know, look, that bye really becomes an important thing. Then you get some of these, you know, mid-November games where we got to have this game. We got to hold serve and get home field advantage.
How about guys getting to the playoffs who might not have been there, and you wanted to see that guy get to the playoffs, and they've been shut out. Plus, I think that this is with a longer schedule for the season. When that shows up, you're going to see teams that don't have. You're not going to have losing record teams in the playoffs anymore. So I think that'll at least be good. All right, taking the break here. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, getting you through isolation right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.